Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios at The Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Officially a New York Jet. 1 hour, 52 minutes, and 25 seconds away from the beginning of the NFL draft. And the Bucs season is over far before any of us, even the biggest Bucs haters on the North Side, could have predicted.
North Side's got it down. That's what we learned from Nick.
Nick on the North Side made sure we knew that the North Side knew that this team was frauds.
I mean, if he really had that take, he wasn't wrong.
We need to dig up that audio. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN. Ben Brust shared his thoughts on the Giannis Antetokounmpo comments earlier. I do want to talk a little NFL draft. Mark Tauscher will be joining us at 5:30. We'll break down more on the Aaron Rodgers front and dive deeper into the draft. But in general, like, I want to know from the Scalzo and Brust family, who's your guy? Like, what do you want to happen in the draft? If you could manifest them a la Aaron Rodgers in a certain way, what are you manifesting in tonight's NFL draft? You could say, I want this guy at 13. I want to stay right there and pick X. Or I want to trade up and draft this person, because the Packers tonight have 12 draft picks, tied for the most in the draft. They've got 13 overall, and they've got ammo if they wanted to move up. And they really were in love with a Will Anderson, and he happened to fall out of the top four, or a Jalen Carter, or somebody that they thought could be a real difference maker. Or say, I want them to trade down, and I want them to secure more picks, and I want them to still take somebody who is a good player. But if you trade down from 13 to 20, could you still get somebody who's going to be a really productive starter and add more to your arsenal in 23 and or 24? Because this team has a lot of holes when you look up and down the field. Obviously, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line they need to secure. They're probably going to be in the market to drafting a quarterback. They've got two running backs that aren't sure if they're going to be back here next year. The defensive line needs to add some depth. They're bare on pass rushers, especially dependent on Rashawn Gary's health, and that safety position might be the weakest of them all. Kicker? I mean, there's a lot of holes on this team.
Goot's gone long snapper and punter in the same draft before.
So
it's a lot of picks for him to use.
I want to know from you, Benny, but I also want to know from the Scalzo and Brust family. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Channel Aaron Rodgers and manifest your outcome for the NFL draft tonight. Tell us what you'd want. Ben Brust, I will start with you.
So I'm sticking with what I had said last week. I'm an in-the-trenches guy, Greg. David Bakhtiari's future, very unlikely that he's back with the Green Bay Packers. If you're building a team around a franchise quarterback that you believe in, you got to continue to build depth at the offensive line.
So who's your guy?
I'm going Darnell Wright, offensive tackle from Tennessee. I know that's boring, right? And that's the thing. Feels to me as it's the perfect pick for the Packers to be boring and shore up the front seven, and then next thing you know, in the second round, not the front seven, the offensive line, and then in the second round, that's when they get a little crazy with wide receivers, tight ends. I don't like reaching for a tight end. I will stay put on that. I do not want to see, if I see tight end pop up on my screen tonight, I'm unhappy if I'm a Packer fan.
That is surprising to me that you went right. Not that when you went tackle, but that you went right over some of the other folks that are out there. The kid from Ohio State in particular, Paris Johnson, I think is probably the tackle I would most assume that the Packers would go after. But who knows?
It also is from the standpoint of Paris Johnson, many have him in the top 10. Like, it just feels like with Goode, who went to Tennessee's pro day, like, there's couple of scenarios in which I see the connections and the dots.
For me, I want to trade down. I want to trade down, get in that 18 to 21 range, and I want them ideally, right? I'm manifesting this with my crystal on in honor of Aaron Rodgers.
Who's no longer on the team.
No, but I'm supposed to wear this until he throws a touchdown pass. I don't know if I've ever made a worse deal than that. The player that I would want is for them to trade down, secure a mid-round pick, whether it's the back end of a 3 or a 4, for somebody that really wants to jump up in that top 13, and I want them to take Zay Flowers out of Boston College.
Wide receiver in the first round in the 20s.
Wide receiver in the first round. Well, it's one of their biggest needs. I don't know if there's a pass rusher that I would really love at that spot. In terms of number 13, I think if you really were dedicated to one, you could move up with some of that draft capital. There's nobody that I love at 13 there that I would expect to be there. Offensive line, I think, is really sound, but I think they could probably get a tackle later on. I think it's like a Zay Flowers. He is an energizer bunny. He's going to add energy to an offense that feels like they had no energy last year, to a team that doesn't really have a whole lot of buzz or identity. And I think, again, I continue to look at just how many holes there are on this team. So whether it's Zay Flowers or not, my thought is just trade down and then continue to acquire guys. Like, get as many ping pong balls as possible. Get as many lottery tickets as possible so you have a better chance to hitting on as many as you can, because this ain't a 2023 deal. This ain't a 2024 deal. The first time you're really looking at being a real player, and this is it, if Jordan Love is that dude, and I hope that he is 2025.
So, riddle me this. You talk about trading back. If we're going to potentially go for a skill position player, sure, like a wide receiver, like a Zay Flowers, maybe Jackson Smith Najigba, if they trade back and he's still available at that point, do you potentially consider trading up and utilizing some other of draft capital that you have to get a Bijan Robinson? It's risky, but the boom potential of having a guy who can replace Aaron Jones when he's gone, he can also be a slot guy. We all know how important what's-his-name was just running across Matt LaFleur's offense in motion. I'm blanking right now. You know exactly what I'm talking about. What's his name?
You're going to get it.
I know I am. Ty Montgomery. No, not Ty Montgomery. Help me.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Manifest your reality.
Manifest this player that was in motion and then he got hurt and it was like the whole offense shut down. What the hell?
800-990-3776. To answer your question, I would love Bijan Robinson. I think he's going to be, if you're looking for a playmaker, he's the best playmaker in the draft. And I think what's interesting is he can line up in different positions. He's more of a Christian McCaffrey type than he is, certainly like an A.J. Dillon type. He's somebody that you could line up in the slot. You could do some creative things with. And as the best playmaker in the draft offensively, yeah, I absolutely would. I think he's going to go in the top 8, though, and then you're talking about trading up. I don't know how great I feel about trading up for a position that's not a position.
I know,
of
that's
need,
just like the riddle of like
high positional
it's
value.
It's fun.
But
it's fun. It's more of like my fun. Let's get crazy.
Let's get crazy. You want to get crazy? We'll take some crazy draft scenarios as well. 800-990-3776. Hopefully, whatever they do today is smart. Like our friends at Smart Spaces, smartspaceswi.com. They help your company space become smarter, technologically integrated, able to perform beautifully across all virtual meeting environments. They do so much. They are interior integrators. They integrate technology into the interior of your business, upholding the aesthetic, upholding the culture, growing it even, but ultimately giving your team the technology in a seamless way to allow them to go out and do what they do best every day. So they don't have to worry about all the technology working for them. Ultimately, they can be their best because the technology works for them. So go to smartspaceswi.com to see how they can help your business just as they've helped us here at our new ESPN Milwaukee offices at the 3rd Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee. Let's go to Jeff in California. Jeff, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
I've heard that they were saying that they were looking past Miami.
Jeff, I'm sorry, man. Your connection's horrible.
Get him out of here, Chris.
I apologize. Call back, and we'll try to get you on a better connection there. Tyler Irvin, by the way. I don't want to keep the Scalzo and Bruss family waiting, but I felt like I had to torture you a little bit there. 800-990-ESPN. Let's go to Steph in Canada, the official and official Canadian of the Scalzo and Bruss family. What's going on, Steph?
What's going on, guys? I hope you're super excited for tonight.
I am.
Just going to mention Tyler Irvin, but you beat me to it. So, anyways, I just want to see Packers Twitter burn when Jackson Smith and Jigba or Kincaid are drafted, you know, whether it's a 13th spot or if they trade down a few spots. So I'm looking forward to, obviously, the reaction. But I think the Packers have to go for a bit of a less sexy pick. And if the best player available is an offensive tackle, they have to go that route. I'll hang up, and thanks for all you do. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you, Steph. Thank we you appreciate you, man.
I appreciate everything I do as well, Steph.
Yeah, best player available. I completely agree. When you're bereft of talent the way that this Packers team is, and I don't mean they don't have talented players. I mean, like, there's just not enough of them right now. There's a lot of holes all over the
field.
They
had lack of depth last year, 1,000,000%.
And there's a lot of young players on this team that you believe can develop into great players, but you still need to pack the roster with lottery picks. The best player available, always a heady play. Sadler and Madison, welcome into Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Mick Ultra. What do you got?
Swerve and Irvin.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to the Packers. Looking pick. I think the Packers, if they move up in the draft, they could possibly pick up a quarterback, maybe a hooker of Tennessee. He was really good this past season, especially when they beat my hometown of Alabama. If they could beat the Alabama team, look what Hooker could do for the Packers.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for the call, Sadler. It's an interesting one.
I'm not in favor of drafting a quarterback or older than Jordan Love.
That is a big consideration to have.
You already got one guy that age. You might as well like get somebody who you want to like develop and grow.
Trey Lance is still more of a developmental quarterback, and you could get him for
a third
less than you could get Hooker, who's expected to go, I would anticipate, probably very end of the first round or maybe the third round. But he's a top three round kind of guy. 800-990-3776. Now we need caller 6, caller 9, 800-990-ESPN, caller 6, caller 9 for Over Under Par, presented by Wild Rock Golf Course. Your chance to win a foursome to the beautiful Wild Rock Golf Course. Here's how the game works. Chris Larson has a category. We don't know what it is. He's applied an over under line to the amount of correct answers Ben and I will get out of 10 guesses within 3 minutes. We don't know what the over-under line is. Either caller number 6, you say over or under, whether you believe in us or not. Caller number 9, you're stuck on the other side. Once again, the winner wins a foursome to the beautiful Wild Rock Golf Course in the Wisconsin Dells. Over-under next. Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra. Ben Bruss, mouth deep. Got my chips cashed in that barbecue chicken sausage urban pie pizza with the sweet potato crust.
The sweet potato crust, man.
Just don't talk with your mouth full. Nobody.
You hate my hygiene habits.
You hate your hygiene habits.
Yeah. I wish my toes didn't look like they did.
I can't talk about your feet. There's also the pepperoni stuffed crust with 2.5 feet of cheese in the crust. Grateful Dead Thursday, NFL draft, an hour, 34 minutes and 40 seconds away from right now. Bucs season is over. Aaron Rodgers is officially a Jet, but it's a Thursday, and it's time to play Over Under.
Will the guys hit the over, or will they disappoint like they usually do? It's time for Over Under on Scalzo and Bruss.
presented by Wild Rock Golf Course.
Advanced purchase passes available now. Go to wildrock.com to order yours today.
Open for play. Advanced purchase passes are done. Just go get your tee times, baby. Wildrockgolf.com.
All right. Hopefully we're more in sync when we get into the game here and over on.
Well, at least we know that
Josh DiMaggio to blame for that one right there. All right, let's get into it. It's time for Over Under. Today's contestants, Chad in Madison. He is caller number 6. Chris in Madison, caller number 9. In case you don't know how the game is played, Chris Larson has an over under, he has a category. We don't know what that is. He's applied an over under line for the amount of correct answers. Ben and I will get out of 10 guesses within 3 minutes. We don't know what the line is either. Chris, let us know what caller number 6, Chad and Madison, said. So Chad, hit us with the category and over under.
Yep, so Chad line. Madison is taking the over. He's got confidence in you guys. Chris and Madison stuck on the other side with the under. Today's category is the last 10 quarterbacks to start a game for the New York Jets. And the over-under set at 6.5.
This could be pretty hard. I know three.
Let me know when you're ready to start the timer.
We are ready to start it.
All right.
Zach Wilson, final answer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mike White, final answer. Joe Flacco, final answer.
Yeah, hold on. There you go.
One more. Yep.
Sam Darnold, final answer.
I swear to God there might have been a fourth starter last year.
I don't know if there was a fourth starter last
year. There was another quarterback that got time. I swear to God. I don't know if he started, though. Is Mark Sanchez on this list?
No shot that Mark Sanchez is on this list. But we have to start really thinking now and digging in. Who are some of the Jets quarterbacks as of
recent? The Jets have been so bad that I just don't pay attention to the Jets. Think Rex Ryan. Like,
no, I mean,
who was before? I'm trying to compare coaches with QBs.
Yeah, we're good. We
Who's
got
after
minutes.
Rex?
No, don't even go Rex, man. It's Darnold in the Darnold era when Darnold got hurt. Like, who stepped in?
Gene, no. Let's back up elsewhere.
This is last 10. Geno Smith, final answer. No shot.
Woo!
Oh. All right. So who?
So if Geno's in there,
wait. Over the years.
If Geno's in there, isn't Mark Sanchez then?
No. Sanchez was pre-Geno.
Geno's been in the league 13 years.
Mark Sanchez, final answer.
Okay, we had one to give.
I mean, who the hell? That means there was... Who else were they rolling with? Who was pre-Sam Darnold?
Dude, I'm honestly...
Aging quarterbacks. Brett Favre, final... No. That's a horrible answer.
I went to Chad Penny in my head.
No.
I'm just saying, I don't care about the Jets.
Chad Penny or Chad Pennington?
That's what it was.
Who are the awful Jets quarterbacks?
Greg, you know the AFC East more than me.
I'm blanking right now. I mean, because there was a lot of just backups, because Darnold got hurt.
Did Fitzpatrick?
Ryan Fitzpatrick, final answer. All right, we just need one more, right?
We're at 6 right now.
We got 6.
30 seconds.
Oh, gosh, I hate that.
Fitzpatrick.
I'm just going.
Give me some other backup quarterbacks.
Jameis Winston. No. I know it's not. I'm just trying to, like, help maybe get some names going. Chase Daniel.
10.
Matt
9,
Leinart.
8. 7. 6.
Who's the
5,
other USC guy?
4. 3. 2. 1.
I'm sorry, Chad and Madison. This is going to drive me crazy. Chris Larson. Who the hell are we missing?
Because
I know there's an obvious one.
All right. So, start off with number 1 is Zach Wilson, which you guys got. Number 2, Mike White, which you guys got. Number 3, Joe Flacco, which you guys got. Number 4, Josh Johnson.
I wouldn't have gotten that. I'm not mad at myself for that.
Number 5 was Sam Darnold, who you got. 6 was Luke Falk.
Wouldn't have gotten that. Not mad
7
at that.
7 was former Northwestern quarterback and Denver Bronco, Trevor Siemian. Number 8 was Josh McGowan. Number 9, Bryce Petty. And tied for 10th, we took both of your answers, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Geno Smith.
All right. I'm not that mad.
This is a tough list.
That's a very tough list. Trevor Siemian was the one that we should have gotten.
Yeah, Luke Falk wasn't going to get. Wait, when was Josh Johnson?
Was he last year? Maybe you're right. Maybe there was another one. Congratulations, Chris and Madison. Sorry, Chad and Madison. That was a tough one, man. That was a tough one. I don't feel good about that.
Josh Johnson was 2021.
Okay. So, not last year, but the year before. I'm not happy with Josh DiMaggio, speaking of Josh's.
Josh Johnson played in the Alliance of American Football and the XFL.
Scalzo and Bross, presented by Michelob Ultra. There's a common misbelief today that to make it further, you need to push yourself, that you need to give up any joy to continue with your rigid routine, or you could try another way. Take some time to enjoy life, like having a Michelob Ultra with some friends, because happiness is essential to living an exceptional life. Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it, but enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra. Mark Tauscher joins us next. That's Galzo and Russ, presented by Michelob Ultra.
I am unwritten. Can't read my mind.
Water with the work ethic, baby. That's how I get through my days when I need it most. Whether it be getting after that heavy lunch that I might have had. I need a little pick-me-up. Well, that's clean, healthy energy that I get from my great friends at Water Joe. Great alternative to sugary sodas, energy drinks, 85 milligrams of caffeine, and it just tastes like good old water. Pick up Water Joe at any of your favorite local retailers. Fuels me every day, baby.
Ah, this music just makes me think of greatness. The Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, our guy. You hear him every day, 9 to noon, across these very stations on Wilde and Tausch. He is Mark Tauscher. What's up, Tauschy?
Good afternoon, fellas. How is everybody tonight?
Everyone's good, and everyone continues to want to talk about success and failure. And I love Giannis, but it's a failure. They failed. They had an unbelievable setup with the core that they had to get their second world championship, and they got gentlemen swept. It was a complete colossal disaster and a failure.
Are you asking Tausch a question, or are you just?
He's gonna. I think he'll react to my statement.
I feel like that's a question. I don't think you can look at the postseason at all. I think the regular season you could look at, but again, unfortunately, nobody really cares about the regular season in NBA basketball. The postseason was exactly what you said. It was an utter failure, and I think Giannis would tell you that. But I get his point. I love the fact that he's philosophical enough to kind of jump into these conversations and look at that. But, yeah, there's no doubt that you look at this thing and you're the one seed, you get the best record in the NBA, and you don't get it done, and you get beaten badly. This wasn't, you know, some fluke. This was a – yeah, this was bad.
And took the lunch money from the team.
Utter failure. Yeah, so, Benny, I mean, how would you look back at your Final Four season? You got beat. Was that season a failure for you?
I mean, ultimately, yes, because I still lose sleep.
Benny, you don't have this radio show. You probably aren't near as popular if you don't make that Final Four.
Yeah, I disagree, because people think that, like they come up to me more about the Michigan shot than the Final Four.
Now we're getting into Ben Russ grade off right now. This is the dream.
This is my dream scenario.
Scalzi, do you think that season was a failure for Ben Russ?
I don't, but I think there's a distinct difference. I think that that Badger team hadn't been to a Final Four in the Bo Ryan era, so them getting to the Final Four made it a success. I think the next year getting a little bit further made it a success, but that year actually felt more like a failure because that felt like, oh, we need to go win it all. And it's how expectations ultimately define results, right?
Yeah, and that's the point. And I think that's what's been, you know.
Let's go back to my career.
This, If the Green, you talk enough about that. If the Green,
I actually
Bay
think
Packers
real quick,
Tashi, year,
I think that most people remember Ben not for the Final Four, not for the Michigan shot, but for setting the all-time three-point record at the University of Wisconsin. That's my opinion.
No, that's false. Ben's right. It's the Michigan shot, and then it's the Final Four push, and then it's his brothers.
That sucks.
Well, I mean, it's the reality. I mean, Benny, I was as big a Badger fan as anybody, following you guys around and going and enjoying that whole thing.
Those two bozos wearing my jersey with buzz cuts and no shirts underneath.
I made one joke to try to be like, hey, we're hyping up Ben here. We don't need to go in the Brust family. Tosh, you're about to make a great comparison.
Yeah, I don't know why you were. I don't know why you brought that back up. But, yeah, I think when you look at this thing all the way through, everything comes down to the expectation of what you're expected to do. And if you're able to surpass it, and I think everyone understands when you play sports, I don't know about you, Benny, but if somebody beats you and you put your best foot forward, you're never mad. I mean, you're disappointed, but you're not mad about that. When you lose to a play-in team and you are the one seed and you get run like you did, you're gonna, and you don't make any adjustments, you're gonna be gutted because you know you let an opportunity slip through your fingers. And that's the worst thing in sports to have kind of sit on your conscience is when stuff like that happens.
Talking with Tausch here on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Tausch, channel your inner Aaron Rodgers. Manifest what you want to happen tonight in the draft. It could literally be anything for the Green Bay Packers. What do you want to happen?
If I'm Aaron Rodgers or if
no, just no. Channel the manifestation that he practices. It's an open canvas for you.
Sure. I want to see the Green Bay Packers do something they haven't done in 21 years. I want to see him go and get a solid, you know, a big time wideout skill guy that they can add to this, whether it's a tight end or if it's a wide receiver, which I think there's only one.
Well, who's your guy? Like, if you could pick anybody, like, what? Who's
we're trading back for a guy?
Dalton Kincaid, tight end out of Utah. That's what I'm looking for. I want to see a big play guy down the middle, a Darren Waller type that we keep trying to trade for. Let Jordan Love grow with a tight end. We all know that that's the big security blanket, and that's somebody that you count on. Let them grow together. Let them thrive and get a down-the-field weapon, down the seam, that we haven't seen in a while. That's what I'd like to see happen tonight. But if that doesn't happen, I want to see you go grab one of these tackles that are graded out where you think that it's going to fit. That's the goal. Get somebody that can make a difference on this offense, because all of the talk of the last 20 years has been, is this defense good enough? Is this Joe Barry this and all this other stuff? Bottom line is the offense wasn't good enough, wasn't explosive enough, wasn't good enough in the red zone. You got a new quarterback. You better get your offense right. And you better start adding some skilled guys and some people that can make plays. And especially in the red zone, a tight end that can threaten the middle of the football field. Those are the biggest weaknesses in a league that is getting more offensive. You better be better on offense. And the way this offseason has went, I don't think anybody's thinking the Green Bay Packers are going to be better on offense until they add some talent in this draft.
How bad, I mean, this is a big hypothetical, but how bad would it be for Goot if Rodgers does win a Super Bowl?
I mean, it's not ideal. I mean, obviously, but I would also say that if Jordan Love plays really well and is building and you feel great about him as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, you knew that Aaron Rodgers is going to be in a position to be better this year for the Green Bay Packers if he was the starting quarterback. So you live with that. As long as you're right about Jordan Love, you're going to be fine with regardless of what Aaron Rodgers does. But I think it would look better, and I think Packer fans would feel better if Aaron Rodgers is a lot like he was last year, if not worse, and their team doesn't make the playoffs and you get a high pick. I think that would kind of justify Goody's decision more than if he goes on and wins the Super Bowl and the Green Bay Packers are drafting fifth next year. I don't think that's the ideal situation for anyone up there in the front office.
Talk with Tausch here on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Tausch, are you starting this draft coverage at 6 o'clock? I know we're going to keep on rolling here on ESPN Wisconsin. We'll have draft coverage from 6 all the way until midnight. Benny Brust and Kyle Wallace holding it down 10 p.m. to midnight. Tausch, are you
the
6?
That's late for Benny. Late for Uncle Benny, isn't it? 10 to midnight?
I'm the night shift guy, baby.
Well, you got that Water Joe you're pounding, so you can be able to stay up all night.
Yes, sir.
No, I am going to be doing a couple of hits. I don't know if we could ever top the night Jordan Love was drafted and how fun that was and how crazy it was. But I am going to join the coverage a couple different times tonight, hopefully before the draft and then one after the pick, to see who this next key cog is going to be to try to get this organization and this franchise back to where we belong.
So, Tausche, Aaron Rodgers spoke yesterday. He threw today. He was already in the facility working his butt off for the Jets as he had the Packers his entire career. He looked great yesterday, I thought. I just think you need to lead with that. Like, he looked like a new man. What did you take away? Because I thought there was a few. He's very particular with his words and what he chooses to say and how he chooses to say them, right? And I thought there was a few things I took away that I viewed as comments of the Packers while talking about the Jets. I want to know what you think that he said that was meant to send a message to the Packers that wasn't a direct, but it was a subtle message.
Well, I mean, I didn't dig through it probably as deeply as you did, but I think there's no doubt that the alpha male conversation that
that's
he mentioned
it.
About
that's the exact one.
That's all it was.
That was, I think, pretty clear to everybody involved. And, you know, I think, how would you guys grade the way this whole scenario played out? I think the Packers, after all the fuddy-duddiness and everything else, I think they ended up getting it right. It was sloppy, but there was never going to be a way it wasn't sloppy. And I think Aaron Rodgers, there's always going to be a little bit of resentment towards Goody and Mark Murphy because they didn't want him anymore. And I think anytime someone tells you that, you're going to go and try to prove them wrong. And that's why I think he's going to be motivated. And I think that's why he's in Floral Park or whatever that place is called in New Jersey working out, because he is incredibly motivated to have a good season with his new football team.
I think for Aaron Rodgers, he was a B-plus through this. I would give the Packers about a C. And I would have been in the D category, but they got – I mean, they
I think they both deserve leverage, worse grades than that.
They fleeced the Jets.
They beat them up, yeah.
Whoa, you're asking us a question and you're talking over old Scalzi?
No, he can follow up.
I'm asking Scalzi the question.
He can do the mid answer follow up. Are you? What were you asking, Tausche?
I asked you, Scalzi, what the Packers could have done better to give you a better than a
Sure.
That's great.
All right, because I think that they never felt like they were in control of the situation. I don't know how people have confidence in a team that doesn't have control over the situation. They clearly didn't want Rodgers back. And they were hoping that he would retire. And I think if they, as soon as the season ended, met with him, looked him in the eye and said, look, our team ain't winning a Super Bowl next year. Like, we need to move things along. Jordan made big strides. We want to see you land in a place that you're happy with. Why don't you give us a list of teams that you want to go and play with if you want to play? But we're going to start lining things up to ultimately move on to Jordan. I think they could have gotten more suitors involved. I think they could have gotten this thing done quicker because the leverage would have been different because he would have been on the open market, would have taken away all this mystery. I still think Rodgers would have been competitive to say, you know what, I'm still going to play. Bleep you, but I think he would have respected him for doing it. And I think we would have all saved ourselves a couple of months of the crap that we've had to deal with. And I also think that the Packers would have felt like they've got a strategy. Like, going back to even the year before when they signed Rodgers to that big contract and then let Devontae Adams go, it never feels like they're proactively in control. It feels like they're constantly reacting to things, as opposed to that pick in 19 with Jordan Love. To me, that felt like they were in control. That felt like they said, hey, at some point the Rodgers era is going to end. We need to be prepared for it. Since then,
Tight sphincters.
Last couple of years, it just feels like the Bucks on offense last night in the half court. They just don't know what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with you on that completely, but that's all right.
How?
That makes this country great. I don't know. There's never going to be an easy way to end this.
Do you agree that they didn't want Rodgers back at the beginning of the offseason?
They didn't want him back.
So why not do it earlier?
Why not control and say, hey, here's what we want. Here's how we're going to make this happen.
If you want to say they should have done it last year, I completely agree. They didn't. They wanted to ride the way.
I'm saying this offseason. I'm saying in January when the season ends.
They didn't have any control. They gave away. And to get what they got with this situation, the way they
but
did.
But they had all the control. They ended up saying they wanted to trade him anyway before he said anything.
They didn't have all the control.
They were the ones that initiated all this.
I know how this ends. It ends in a circular conversation between you two.
All right. I love you, Tashi. Bye.
See you guys.
He's wrong.
He is wrong.
He's wrong.
He's 100% wrong.
You can tell.
He wasn't even grasping or addressing anything that you were providing him.
He answered that like somebody who knew he was wrong.
For sure. We're just dunking on him after he hung
up. Presented by Michelob Ultra. We'll take you into draft coverage next. It is Scalzo and Rust.
My guy Maddie at the Princeton Club has been taking care of me for over a year now. Loves my personal training there. It's part of my life. It's part of my identity. It's part of my better tomorrow. And you can find your better tomorrow by joining the Princeton Club, because it's a community and a club where, you know, you walk in and you feel empowered to just get better. And so whether it's through the weights, the cardio, the workout classes, you can find your passion. Madison East, new functional strength training with the Sprinter's Track. Here in New Berlin, we have the same thing. And just, it's amazing to be a part of the Princeton Club. Find your better tomorrow and join the Princeton Club.
Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, Chris Larson in for Josh DiMaggio. It is Scalzo and Bruss presented by Michelob Ultra. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Chef Ed wants to go out with you sometime, Benny.
It's random.
Said, watching the live stream, Ben, you look mischievous. You and I need to go out sometime and cause some trouble.
I look like I'm mischievous? Mm-hmm. Is it mischievous? Or is it either or?
Jeff in California, welcome to Scalzo and Brost. Thanks for getting a better signal, we hope. What do you got for us?
Hey, I did want to talk to you guys about the Bucks, but I got something different that is more very, very important. I had sent you guys some emails over the past week.
Jeff, do you want to talk to Chris off the air on this, or does this have to do with the show?
No, I did want to have something about the show, but it's something different. It's something very, very important. It's pretty much kind of an emergency.
Okay. Well, why don't we talk off the air on that one, Jeff, in California? We're just going to keep the show rolling here. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Benny, you got to check your email. I got to check my email. I didn't want anything to get personal out there that we may have missed. Maybe Josh DiMaggio, we can check in with him on what that is.
I bet something. I'm just blaming Josh.
Final thoughts on what this Packers team needs to do heading into round one of the NFL draft. All the rumors are flying around now. We're about an hour away from draft in Kansas City. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like Goot is going to do something more aggressive than people think. I mean, he showed the ability to trade up for a quarterback. He's got a blank canvas. He's got a quarterback in which, you know, they need to build a lot around. You might as well do something crazy to make the team better.
Yep. Well, you can get draft coverage live. You can get it in person as well. Everyone is at the Q Club in Waukesha. So pop on down to Q Club and have yourself a great NFL draft night. Ben Bruss going to be 10 to midnight. We got a whole host of ESPN Wisconsin personalities guiding you through the NFL draft coming up next.